Blog Talk Radio.
The devil will trick you, brother, sister, couple of white people. Don't you talk to the devil. Don't talk. I'm telling you, the devil will trick you. He'll trick you every time. I know, because a good friend of mine got tricked by the devil just 2 weeks ago. Okay, I'll tell you what happened real quick. First of all, he's an ambulant person. Ambulant. That means he got something wrong, got a hump on his back. He's an ambulant person. You know what an ambulant is. So he came on my house, right? He came on my house, and we was having dinner, okay? We was having dinner, and we left my house, and he was going back to the ambulance house. See, he lived in the ambulance house. A whole bunch of people got stuff wrong. So he was going back to the ambulance house, and he took this shortcut across the graveyard, and he walked past this open grave, and the devil jumped right up out the grave, just like this. And the devil said, give me all your money. He said, I ain't got no money. He said, give me all your jewels. He said, I ain't got no jewels. He said, what do you got? He said, I ain't got nothing but this hump on my back. The devil said, well, give me that. The devil reached over and snapped the hump on his back. He straightened up. He was happy. So he got back to the Embley house. I told you you live in the Embley house, right? A whole bunch of people got stuff wrong. So he got back to the Embley house, and he was telling his best friend what happened. And his best friend got a limp like this hemp. So he was telling his best friend. He said, you know what, man? He said, I was on TV's house, having done, left TV's house, cut across the video, jumped right in the home back. He said, think if I go to TV's house, cut across the video, jumped to my grave, do the same thing. He said, yeah, y'all got that right. So the next night, his friend, you know, the one with the limp like this, he came over my house. It's ridiculous, y'all. These invalid people, they come over your house, eat all your food, I fed him. So he left, and he was going back to the invalid house, and he took that shortcut across the video, and he walked past that open grave, and sure enough, that old devil jumped right up out the grave, just like this. And the devil said, give me all your money. He said, I ain't got no money. He said, give me all your jewels. He said, I ain't got no jewels. He said, what do you got? He said, I ain't got nothing but this limp. The devil said, well, you won't mind having this hump.
You've tuned into Big Exclusives.
Please don't forget to subscribe to this channel. Now,
welcome your host, Valerie Denise Jones.
Oh, all right, guys. This is Big Exclusives Comedy for the first time ever. We are giving you a treat early. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Happy Thanksgiving to you. And one thing I do want you to get out of today's show is don't trust the devil. Don't trust the devil. That's right, TV, right? Don't trust the devil.
Couple of white people, don't you talk to the devil. Don't talk. I'm telling you, the devil will trick you. He'll trick you every time. I know,
right? I know exactly. Tag on it. Don't trust him. Please don't trust him. Anyway, we do have a few people on the line that we can trust, and I really, really, really want to get this party started. I want to get this party started early, and what I want to do is play this one soundbite. I'm really, really excited to play this because I have a couple clips from a couple of our guests today, and I apologize I don't have everybody because I couldn't find, you know, all the comedy or whatever, but hopefully we'll get a chance to do a part two in the very, very near future. But anyway, guys, enjoy.
All right, y'all put your hands together for Miss Yvette, the funny lady. How y'all doing? Let me just start off with this. This is some bullshit. But I love it. I love hood shit. It's the best. Like, bitches that don't know the time to take their braids out. You seen that? Huh? I'm gonna give you like a little clue when it's time to take your braids out. Say for instance, you scratch your hand. Yeah, and all your braids move at the same time, simultaneously. Somebody say it's time to take your braids out. If your veins have slid, I mean like all the way back. Are you working with a whole new hairline? Somebody say it's time to take your braids out. How about your braids is just sitting on a small throat? Chill out. Say it. Time to take your braids out. Me, I don't have that kind of time. I'm going to have mine ready when I get there. Oh, don't trip. My shit is the same right now. Oh, as it is right now. When I color this, I color that. My carpets match with my drapes. That's all I'm saying. Huh? Yeah. You gotta know how to handle all this here. This shit right here, I'm talking about right here. And make you say, just saying, this is my shit, dude. I can't sleep on y'all. Y'all give it up for the bartender over there serving them up. I don't know why y'all got all them drinks up there, because y'all know black people, we don't buy no drinks. What we do, y'all? Bring the drinks. I'm just saying. Don't judge me. $20 is a lot for 3 chicken wings. And a drink? Man, I'm just saying. That ain't what y'all, that ain't Hennessy. That's Christian, brother, because I'm a Christian. I just got it in a Hennessy bottle. You know what I mean? Just saying, I ain't tripping on being a big girl. I see some of y'all looking at all this. That's where you made your first mistake. Don't try to look at everything at one time. Look at this shit in sections. I was like, let this nigga see everything at one time. I she even walked up on me like, You know, the funny lady, Molly, she's a little bit late. You hear me? I ain't tripping on being big. In fact, I just got diagnosed this week with TB. Yeah, two bellies. One. Yeah. One big one and one little one. Fat girl, stop worrying.
All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed those few moments because I tell you, I was over here dying. Totally dying. Now I know why they call it a funny lady. Anyway, guys, you are listening to Big Exclusives Comedy. That's what I'm calling it today. Big Exclusives Comedy. I am Valerie Denise Jones. My number, which should already be locked in your phone, is 929-477-1167. Again, 929-477-1167. I am really, really excited. I thank you guys so much for tuning in. We've got people in the chat room. I appreciate you so much. I also appreciate the fact that we are now airing, broadcasting, aka doing our thing, in 9 different countries. Yes, yes, yes. We are now in both West and South Africa, so I'm really, really excited, and I thank you guys so much because it is because of you that we are expanding and we are doing it big over here at Big Exclusives. Man, all right. What we are going to do, we are going to try and have some fun today. We're going to work our way through Thanksgiving. We're going to explain what it is. We're going to tell some funny stories, maybe share some recipes. And I hear somebody on the phone is going to sing for us, and hopefully Hoshia will tell us a joke. Yeah, I think Miss Andrea, she might do that too. Once we'll get them to tell a joke. All right, guys, so get your comedy ready, Hoshia and Miss Andrea. That's so funny. Anyway, guys, I love you to life. I'm just having a good time, really, really having a good time. And for those of you, you know, who would also like to share your love, please make sure that when we open the line that you press the number 1. Please press the number 1. Also, please make sure that your background is quiet. We want to try and improve or maintain the best audio quality so that we can share this audio on other platforms. You guys know that that's what I do. I share it on several other platforms, including a college station. I'm not sure they will play this one because it has, you know, a lot of profanity. But we're not going to worry about it. We're going to keep going. And for those parents who've got kids listening to my show, if they're not accustomed to the mature audiences only kind of comedy or, you know, I don't know, episode segments, whatever, please usher the cute little ones out of the room. Speaking of cute little ones, I actually want to tell you, using a little soundbite, what Thanksgiving is, you know, how it came about. And when we come back, we're going to open up the lines and have some fun with today's comedian. All right, kids, this one is for you, and then we'll give a treat to the grown-ups. Thank you.
first Thanksgiving store in England
with the Pilgrims.
The Pilgrims was a bunch of people who wear bell buckles on their head.
They came to America because they wanted to go to a church, but the King of England wouldn't let them.
We've had it with your religious persecution, King James.
What are you going to do about it?
We're going to America where we can practice our religion freely.
Whatever.
They went on a big ship called the Mayflower and went to America.
What do you think they did when they're on the boat?
Play dominoes or something, or chess. It took the Pilgrims a really long time to get to America, but they finally got to America in 1620.
How long do you think it took them to cross the ocean?
8 days.
4 months.
100 days.
But when they got there, they were out of food and it was snowing.
Did you bring blankets?
No.
Me neither.
We should have had a plan before we came here.
All right. According to them, the kids, the white people, didn't have a plan when they came over here. So I guess that's why they just stole everything. You don't need a plan and you plan to steal. All right, anyway, let's keep going. Let's just keep on going. Yeah, white people, I love you too. But happy Thanksgiving, guys. Again, happy Thanksgiving. It's time to get this party started. We are going to open up a few lines, let the people chime in, and just have a great old time. Again, 929-477-1167 is the number to call if you'd like to join the conversation. Welcome, TV parents, to the show. Blessings and prosperity. How are you doing?
Hey, Donald Jones. How you doing, baby?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I'm good. Yes.
Am I in?
You are
great,
so you are
Valerie. Happy. Yes, I can hear you very well. Happy Thanksgiving.
I didn't forget.
There you go.
Yeah, I didn't forget. Thank you.
We're doing good today. We're doing good today.
Yes.
Turkey day.
Yes.
What kind of turkey you having? Fried? Everybody's doing that fried turkey now.
Microwave.
Girl, I cannot tell a lie. Well, I have been on the lie, but I cannot tell a lie. I have not done microwave turkey yet.
Yeah.
Not microwave.
I'm going to microwave turkey and this right here. Listen to this real quick.
I got my fried chicken.
Just for that, I'm going to bring you some turkey.
Miller beer. Always Miller beer. I hope my pastor didn't hear that. Sorry, Reverend Chad.
Uh-oh, who's that?
That was just a little sound bite. You said you're going to get some fried chicken and some Miller beer because you got to have his Miller beer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, look, I've invited a lot of funny people to call in today. So when you open up the line, we'll talk to them as they call it. I heard Yvette's on the line, the funny lady.
Yvette is on the line. The funny lady is in the building. Welcome. How are you?
How's he?
Yes. You still suffering from TB?
Baby, I'm getting ready to give me another one, so it's gonna be three.
Yeah,
it's gonna be TB. I think after this holiday, I'm gonna have three. It's gonna be three bellies instead of two.
All right.
I heard they're talking about what kind of turkey I'm gonna pick. I'm fixing me a Cheeto turkey. You butter the turkey up and crush Cheetos on. That's kind of like a ghetto turkey. Yeah, hot ghetto turkey with the hot Cheetos. Ooh, that's what I'm saying. Get you some Cheetos, hot Cheetos. Crush them up. Wash that turkey out because some people take it right out of the bag and don't wash it. Turkey be stinking and dirty and everything. They just take it out the bag and just throw them in the oven. No. You got to wash that turkey booty off. Wash the booty off. You know that little flap that hangs down low? That's a turkey booty. You got to wash that off real good.
Thing to be sticking out with a feather goat.
You know, the bottom part is like a little thing. It looks almost like a heart, but it's a booty. And they, you know, they sell them in the store, turkey booties. They got a lot of meat on them. You can just make those for turkey.
Yeah, that's really gross.
Turkey
booties. Really gross. Speaking of other things that kind of made me a little eerie, is Sweaty Hands. Sweaty Hands is in the building. Welcome, Sweaty Hands. We got Turkey Booty and Sweaty Hands. Welcome, welcome.
Turkey booty.
Yeah.
Well, that's sweaty hands, that's what's
up.
That's out.
What's up,
buddy? What's up, GP? You in the house?
I'm in the house, man.
Good one, buddy. Give him a turkey joke.
A turkey joke?
Yeah.
I don't know no turkey joke. I know I ain't eating no turkey butts. So I know that. I'll stick to the bread.
Listen, you got a Thanksgiving song, I think, right? You got a Thanksgiving song.
Yeah, I got to say, well, it ain't no Thanksgiving song. What it is a song that you might have to sing after eating your turkey dinner. Y'all know that song called Take Me to the King?
Yeah.
Y'all know that, don't you? Well, mine is a little bit different. I say I'm going to need to go to the gym. So with
take
that being said, let me give y'all a verse or two.
Take me
to the gym. I'm trying to get slim. My waist keeps getting wider. My clothes I can't fit in. Take me to the gym. Listen. You know, black people say that when they want you to really listen up on the song. So they say, listen.
Listen.
I'm fat. I'm overweight. I need to work out. My membership is paid. I won't renew. My feet hurt. I need some gym shoes. How about that, y'all? Lay me on the scale. Promise I won't fail. I'm just saying. That's my version of Take Me to the King.
Hey,
or you can take me to the green, all right? You can take me to the green, too, because you know I wear them greens. Take me to the green.
Take me to the wings. There you go. I can have all the rest of it. Take me to the wings.
Okay. I'm a thigh and leg and thigh man myself.
Okay.
Well,
as long as you do
something,
it ain't no bad part.
It ain't no bad part. Now, don't get me wrong. If I say I don't like dresses, I'm just talking about chicken and turkey. Chicken and turkey. If I say I don't like dresses, I'm just talking about chicken and turkey. I'm a leg and thigh man.
Right. Okay. You grown ass man, you got to like the breasts. That's
like
the black
man
thing.
Yeah, I like the breasts. Y'all keep the rest of
that. Black men feel like they been deprived. Black men feel like you've been deprived if you don't get the breasts.
I feel like deprived if I don't get them wings. And I know good and well we eating clone chicken unless they got some 8-wing chickens flying around. We should have been ran out of wings, y'all. Super Bowl, Wingstop, this wing place. Oh. Everybody's selling the wings.
Bang,
they only got two arms.
They ain't got no arms.
Well, okay. How come we ran out of wings? That's what I want to know.
Every city in the nation got a Wingstop.
Yes. Wingstop, BW3 wings. They got the Arab people up here frying up the wings. I'm like, where are all these wings coming from?
The Lord giveth and he wingeth.
He must have it. We eating the eggs. Hey, how you had some chicken and we eating all the eggs? They doing too much.
You got to find it. Yes,
Here's one. See, okay. I got a question y'all can ponder. How come the turkey got breasts and they got nipples? Chickens and turkeys.
So,
chickens, y'all was talking about, I told you I'm a leg and thigh man. The wings. What about the breasts? She was talking about the breasts. Do the breasts have nipples? Do the breasts have nipples?
That,
that's what I want to know. Yeah, please
and
answer.
And the funny lady after that.
Go ahead,
well,
funny lady.
I got nipples on the front of mine, but I don't have none on my back titties. See, I got back titties. You know, I'm a big girl, so what had happened was, some of the front titties to the back, so I call them back titties. They ain't got no nipple or nothing, but they just as nice as the front
one. So she need that back bra.
You need a back bra.
The front and back bra.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I'm talking about this is a PG show. Not an X rated. I'm talking about chicken and turkey. Chicken and turkey nipples. Do they have nipples? Do the breasts have nipples? And if they don't, why?
They underneath.
I ain't looking for no turkey nipples.
Yeah. If they do have them, you ain't even
one. So in other words, you want a turkey with a nipple, then you're gonna switch back to the breast.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody got their.
So when you guys like when you're hanging out, or you go to Thanksgiving dinner, or any holiday, do people expect you to come and be funny and bring the jokes and bring the party?
Absolutely.
No matter where you're at,
even if you go to a funeral, they expect for you to act a fool and act silly and clown all day long. No matter where you're at a funeral, you're at the car place getting
that's
your car fixed. Everybody expects for you to crack a joke.
And they want
you're
you to
do it. You're
on
the barber shop. That's my problem. My problem.
And
they
want
you
to
do it for free. They expect you to do it. The next thing out of their mouth is tell me a joke. I'm like,
exactly.
I do this for a living.
And then we say, you a joke.
Yeah.
And then here's the thing about that.
Living.
Let me tell you something about that. People will invite you to their event. Now, they know what they're really inviting you for because they want you to really come and sling some jokes. But they'll just say, oh, come through. I don't come through. I don't do parties. That's like working when I'm off from work because that's what I do for a living. So, no, I don't do that. And then they want you to do it for free. Oh, just tell a few jokes. And the thing let me finish this and I'll give you the mic back. But the thing that I find out about doing jokes on the spot, the spot has to be conducive to doing jokes. You can't just ask me to stand up in the middle of the room and just figure out, tell a joke comedy. No, it's not. It has to be conducive. People need to know that that's what's getting ready to go down. Don't just throw me up on time. Oh, we have the family gathering and no, I don't do that. Because I done got it before. Yeah, so
I heard that.
Yeah, maybe come to a show. Come to the
just
show.
Like Sweatyhead was saying. Just like Sweaty was saying. You can be at a, and people will ask you to tell a joke.
I was at the grocery store, and the lady came to me like, oh, I said, you on BT? Man, you funny. Tell me a joke. I said, you a joke? No, I ain't talking about like that. I said, well, what do you do for a living? She said, I'm a beautician. I said, well, can I ask you to curl my hair at the checkout line at the grocery store? If you seen your dentist, would you ask him to clean your teeth at the checkout line at the grocery store? If you seen your pastor, would you ask him to start preaching at the checkout line at the grocery store? Buy a ticket, come to the show. That's what I'm telling jokes.
Thank you. If I was a gynecologist, would you walk up to me and... I got this thing right here. Take a look at it.
Take a look at it right there.
You can't ask people to just do their job.
So I tell them, I said, I'm coming to McDonald's asking you to let me hold the fries, fry daddy, while you take out the fries. No, I'm not doing no joke.
I'll tell people something that the comedians don't like, and it pisses off when y'all do that, is that when we're circulating the information for y'all to get to come to the show, we pass out the flyer and everything on all the social media and everything. Do people call y'all up and answer everything on the flyer? Like, hey, you got a show, Sonny? Yep.
Yeah.
What time? 8 o'clock. How much the ticket? $15. Who on the show with you? T.P. Hearns. If you look at the flyer, everything I just sent you was on the flyer. Why
on the
flyer?
Everything on the flyer.
You can call and ask me, everybody on the show, how much the show cost, where is that, what day it is, when I just sent you all that. Ridiculous.
Yeah, but have you heard that?
That's why I don't answer the phone when I have a show that day, because I tell them I have to get in my mode, and so don't expect me to answer the phone because I'm getting myself in the comedy mode. And you asking me a whole lot of redundant, stupid questions is not going to help me get there.
And they always ask me, when your next show? Forget the next show. Come to this one.
Yeah, thank you. Are you
coming
to this hot thing? There you go. That's the one that gets me. Oh, man.
When
the next show? Wait a minute. Are you coming to this talk about that.
No, what gets
it don't
me
matter
is
what
can you get
is,
me on the guest
this.
List? The one that gets me is can you get me on the guest list? Well, if I get you on the guest list, guess who's not going to get paid? Because all my money is going to the guest list.
Yeah, yeah. All these
if I guess the whole show, guess who ain't going to get paid?
Oh, no. Man. Shout me out in the audience. I'm supposed to sit up here and do a whole show. Do shout out Keisha, Tommy, Man, Little Ray Ray. Where is Joseph going to come in? If I'm shouting everybody, man, give me a shout out while you on stage.
Shout out. I do private shows. I do your house shows. I'll come to your house and do your party. But don't have me trying to do no comedy on the fly for free.
I always tell them, take the R out.
Where do y'all get your material and stuff like that? Like, do you just
wake it up
move?
Every day?
Because
mine is family. I do a lot of family jokes and just everyday life, as you said, because I find out that, you know, in spite of it all, there's some comedy in it somewhere. My mom just recently died, and I never thought that I would be able to do comedy without that. But as time moved on and it got better, I was able to make some jokes about that, and because no matter what it is, God gave us the gift for laughter, and that's what it's for. You know, we blessed. When you can laugh, that's a blessing.
That's a
blessing. My mama died this year right before Mother's Day. I had a show Mother's Day weekend.
Oh, wow.
I went and did the show, and the first thing I came out there, I said, I know y'all done heard about my mama dying, and I'm cool, you know, with all that. The part that's pissing me off is how I get people off the phone now. You know, that was my go-to. Like, hey, man, that's my mama calling. And so I got rid of it. So now I got to think of another way how to get them off the phone. Like, hey, man, my battery dying. Hey, I'm going to hit you back because, low cell, man. Yeah. So you can make a joke about anything, like I said. So just that right there.
Well, about anything. That's the thing. That's the thing with us. As comedians, God has given us a gift to see the lighter side of things. You know, just like I like saying, when tragedy happens to us, it's pure comedy knack to make a joke out of it. A lot of y'all heard about my situation. When I had the accident, I was in a coma for 7 days. I was in California, bad accident. What I did the very first time I got back on television, that was one of the first jokes I made about being in a coma, a comma.
Right.
So, you know, that's the way we are. We take what other people see as tragedy. I mean, not that we take any, you know, we don't take any of the seriousness out of it. What's tragedy is tragedy. It's tragedy your mom passed. It's
right.
An accident and a coma. So, of course it is, but God has given us a gift to see the light of, and that's what we do. And
speaking?
My whole career, you know, it's all about life, about things that happen to you.
Who is speaking?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Right.
Who's speaking?
That was TP talking.
That was me talking. Go ahead.
Okay.
Well, I just wanted to say this in light of when you said that we feel tragedy. Most people don't know that comedians are the most saddest people. Most of us are the most saddest inside. People.
Yeah, you're right. I can't take it. I'm crying right now.
Yeah.
It's a good thing we're on the radio. Y'all can't hear me.
Hold on, y'all. That's my mama calling.
To come from that dark space, because I think that's one of the things that we are so dark and so, you know, blue inside most of the time is that people, they don't see that side. They just see the stage part of you, and they don't know that, you know, when you go home, when you're off the stage and, you know, you go back to your life that, hey, it's a different story.
It's the same story as everybody else in life. It's just we've been given the gift to look at it from the lighter side and to make other people laugh. The gift to make other people laugh, make other people happy, that is our fulfillment. That's where we get our joy from.
Right.
I don't know about that, but people say it's not about the money, it's not about the fame. What I feel when I'm on that stage and I'm making other people laugh.
It's about the money.
But I enjoy what I love, one more time, love what I do. I love seeing people laugh and making them happy. That makes me happy.
Me too.
I would not have it no other way. I would not have it any other way. I mean,
I want to ask, what happens when your comedy lands someone in jail, like the Bill Cosby situation?
Comedy didn't do that.
Bill did that. Bill did that.
How did comedy get him put in jail?
Comedy wasn't in the room when Bill was white, when he was doing that. Comedy didn't get him
jail.
Comedy
ain't never gave me no pills.
That landed Cat Williams in jail. He went to jail because he was a comedian.
Cat did that. Comedy got Cat paid like hell. He made so much damn money, he didn't know what to do.
My ass should be up under the jail because I love to make them laugh. So I should be up
there
under the jail.
That if it were comedy, the comedy doesn't do it. It's the person. It's the way people handle their lives and what's going on in their lives. Again, as a funny lady just said, you know, we live some tragic lives. Cat, for example, has a lot of dramatic things going on in his life. We watch this man guide a nation. He guided a nation through their life, through a generation, behave, how to deal with life. But we don't know what was going on with him. On the inside, at home, Bill was missing something. That's why he had to go get it. He had to go get himself because he was missing something.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. There you go with that male chauvinist stuff. Wait a minute, this is an adult show today, so I'm going to put it out there, babe. The cat didn't go nowhere. He wanted to go somewhere because I'm sure she didn't, like, put the cat up when he go out or whatever, or she was holding it back from him. The cat be at home all the time, so all you got to do is reach over and get it, baby. Reach over there and get it.
That's true.
Yeah, so don't blame it on Camille, because it wasn't your fault.
No, I didn't blame it on Camille. No, that's true. Because Camille is very generous.
Right, and I am too.
I'm not going to say that.
That's another story.
Well, what are your techniques when people don't laugh at your joke?
What do you do when they don't laugh at your joke,
so you have a heckler? How do you handle that?
I love a heckler. What I do, I love a heckler because you know what? That first heckler is gonna pave the way for everybody else. Because first of all, I'm gonna shut you down, and we ain't gonna have but one. Because when I get through with that first one, believe me, the second, third, fourth, and fifth one, they're gonna have a second thought. They're gonna be like, damn.
Once you punch the bully in the mouth, the rest of them gonna say, oh, he beat up him. Let me shut up. Then.
There you go. That first one, shoot him down real hard.
And
real
not only
fast.
That, if you let a heckler take over, guess what? Your show is complete because they're not gonna. People do that for that purpose to shut you down. But then I'll even invite them on stage if they get to heckling too much and think they're doing it. I'll be like, man, call them up on stage because you don't get your call.
I ain't calling up on my stage. I ain't calling them up on my stage, but I just shut them down quickly. And then with me as well, one of the things I've learned is pow, 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 and then go right back into your routine.
Right.
So in other words,
I used to be a heckler.
Your show. Don't let them lead your show because the heckler will lead your show completely in another direction. So you got
to
hit them pow, pow, pow. Go right back into your material
to
maintain control of your show. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell them in a minute. I'll say, you know what, I have a show, and I have a set for you guys that I can do. But if you'd like to make the show about you, then all means, jump in. Let me get it started. And then
there
I'll
you
tell
go.
Them you're going to have to pay me for making you a movie star, to making you a star on the show.
So what do you do with the opposite if they don't laugh, like our people aren't laughing? Do you guys have techniques that you want to share with
we got
a few young comedians on the line.
Yeah, I'll take that if nobody else wants it. I hate to be
ahead,
the dominant of questions, but I like to talk a lot. I think that comes with as a comedian, you have to know your audience. You have to know what you're working with. I'm not going to go and do a show for Christian people that I would do it's a nightclub, so automatically I know I'm not going to get laughs. I'm not going to go and do some old stuff that was in the news 10, 15 years ago if I got some high school students. So you have to basically know
cater to your audience. Yeah, you have
know
to cater to your
what
audience.
You're going to do. And then not only that, I always have my backup plan is looking around the room. Even though I have a set that I do, I look around the room when I get there, and I see something in the room there that I can always resort to because people are visual. A lot of people, when they go to comedy shows, they want to see, you know, a visual. That's why my comedy, I say it's 3D because I'm a prop comedian, which is a style that has kind of gone dormant for a minute as far as, like, people doing a Carrot Top. Yeah, he does that style. And I didn't even know there was a style called prop comedy. I couldn't remember my jokes. But my mom told me, find something to make you think of what you're talking about. So that was cool when I only had 3 jokes, but now I'm up to 3,000. So now I got trunks of stuff and different things.
Yeah.
But I just think most of all, back to what your question was, you have to know I want to use a big word, but I don't know if I can say it right, so I'm going to try it anyway. Your genre? Is that it?
Okay.
Genre.
Yeah, that'll work.
Genre?
Genre.
Yeah.
Well, I knew it was in my head. I tried to use it the first time, but it wasn't coming out. But since I'm a comedian, I can always, you know, step through it. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, mess it up.
Mm-hmm.
I was just
in my opinion.
Giving another view of that. A matter of experience, too. That with time comes that. And then the first thing she said was know your audience. You don't do old stuff for a young crowd, for a teenage crowd.
Right.
If I'm doing a college, I can't do old stuff. And I can't do college stuff if I'm doing an adult, mature crowd in
right.
a nightclub, you know. But at the same time,
no
matter what you're doing, no matter where you're at, you can get on stage, start your material, and people don't laugh. Everybody's been through that. I've been through that. People don't laugh for a minute. So you have to kind of find yourself. It's one of those things you find while you're on stage. It's kind of like, I'm missing a word of that. I was trying to think of a word. On the job training. It's like you're performing at the same time, but you're thinking. Your mind is constantly running. You know what I'm saying?
And another thing that even comedians, I think, miss the point a lot of times is timing. You have to have a beat. Like there's a beat. There's a beat to comedy. You have to be able to be like, bop, bop, bop.
Yeah.
You have to know how to line it up and then hit them. And a lot of times I can tell when my joke is not going the way I think it is. So you have to be able to be spontaneous.
To shift, be spontaneous.
Mm-hmm. If you
shift
see it
gears
ain't going
in the middle
the way
of it.
You want,
right.
Because you can feel the vibe. That's experience, too. I think with experience like me, I can tell, like I said, when the joke is not going in the direction I want. So I'm thinking all the same time, I feel like it's like a gun. You always got to have one in the chamber. You always got to have a bullet in the chamber. If that's going south, hurry up and shoot the next one because you can't ponder on it and let it get you down. You just be like, and then a lot of times I'll blame it on the crowd. I'll be like, oh, some of these jokes I'm not going to get. Y'all not going to get them today. You might get it tomorrow, but you're not going to get it today. So I blame it on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you have to be
that's
able to flip it. Flip the script, as the kids say. Flip the script, baby. So that's what
I want. Always have something. You know, it's guaranteed that if they ain't laughing at this or this, you tell this joke right here, you guarantee they going to laugh.
Right.
Yeah, everybody has
that's
a guarantee.
That's your go-to joke.
You keep your guarantee in your back pocket.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta have your guarantees, but then you know, not all the time. And I know this is something that a lot of comedians do. They have a set. That's what it is. It's set. It's set in stone. They'll go up and they'll say it word for word, verbatim, and that's it.
Yeah.
But because you know it works, and there's nothing wrong with using the same jokes over and over. It's just like your old CD. You're not gonna use the same. You're not gonna throw a Teddy Pendergrass away because it's old. Shit, we still like Teddy, don't we?
That's my Keith Sweat CD.
Some of these jokes I got, I know they ain't gonna never retire. Like them brain jokes, they ain't never. I will stop doing some jokes for a while if I feel like they're too saturated. But then, just like they call in the radio for the request line, they'll be like, "Hey, Can you do that? Why don't you do that joke, Avi? You know, they're requested because they really like it. So, you know, my daughter said something to me one time, and I thought it was so great. You know, she was at this show with me, and it was young people and everything, and she was just on the floor laughing, and I looked at her like literally. She didn't even know I was looking at her. But she was, like, really bawling out laughing so hard. And when we got in the car, I said, why were you acting like that? You know, you heard it just 100 times, the same jokes over and over. Why would you act like you just heard it? He said, Mom, she said, they just funny. She said, I know I hear them all the time, but they still funny. Even though I know the punchline when it's getting ready to come up. So when you know that you have something that's funny, regardless, come what may, use it. That's how the jokes got to be. You got to have jokes that, no matter who you talking to, that you can get it through. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
That being said, she told me that, and I was like, "Thank you, baby. That makes mama feel good. Make mama feel real good."
Yeah,
it made me feel like, you know, that was something that I needed to know, because, like I said, we all use our jokes over and over, and there's nothing wrong with that. If it's so much to the show, I've been in an audience with comedians, and I've seen them do their set, and I can say word for word with them. I can go right, you know, and nobody should know.
No variation, Andy. Just exactly the same.
No variation. Yeah. It's just the whole same thing. So you don't want that either, because you have clients. I call them clients, but you know, you have guests that come. Somebody got roaches in their phone.
I try to mix it out. I try to do current events. I try to cater something to that particular audience. I try to cater to my audience. I try to do the same thing.
Well, I need to know, did somebody got roaches in their phone? Because I heard a lot of cricket crackety. Did somebody got roaches in their phone?
Cricket crackety. I heard.
There's somebody on a cricket.
I was thinking the same thing.
That must be you.
Somebody didn't pay their Verizon bill.
You know you still got that old flip phone, so you better don't accidentally close it.
Not that Obama phone.
Ain't nothing wrong with Obama phone. My grandbaby asked me to buy her an iPhone. I said, baby, granny ain't going to buy you a phone. Forget an iPhone.
Yeah.
I know that's right.
I ain't playing
all
with
right,
you
guys.
I ain't going back and forth.
Let's take a quick commercial, and when we come back, I want to ask you guys some more questions, because I want to know how you make a living at this. That's what I want to start with, and then we're going to open up the lines and allow a few more people to, you know, just talk, chat with you guys. Here we go. Commercial.
All right.
We'll be back.
Big exclusives. Presented by Valerie Denise Jones. Tuesdays, 4 p.m. Eastern. Celebrities, music, motivation, gossip, and good stuff. All up in your ear. Call 929-477-1167 or visit ValerieDeniseJones.com.
Are you ready to make money? Lincoln Heritage Life Insurance Company is seeking agents in Indiana, Florida, Ohio, and Virginia. Contact Ebony Fire at 216-224-5311 for details.
Everyone's nervous on a first date, but with my situation, it's even scarier. I want to be open and honest, but some things are almost impossible to talk about. Then I discovered starttodate.com.
With starttodate.com, I found a partner that I can tell anything to and not be afraid or feel like I'm hiding things. I never dreamed I could be this happy.
Stop worrying and start dating with starttodate.com, where relationships begin with honesty and trust. Download the app at starttodate.com.
All right, guys, we are back. You're listening to Big Exclusive, the special edition comedy show. We got some wonderful people on the line. One, I don't have his bio, but I will tell you about the two that I do know, and I will just allow the others to share his background information with you. But we got the one and only T.P. Hearn in the building. He is known for many appearances on BET's Comic View, and definitely we also have seen him on Def Comedy Jam. It's probably where a lot of you know him from. Showtime at the Apollo, ... to include Evening at the Improv. And then also we got Yvette the Funny Lady, who was born in Louisville, Kentucky. And I can't pronounce her last name, but it is a beautiful last name. O-B-I-F-U-L-E. She backed her back.
I won't pronounce it either, baby girl. I just write it down when I need this phone to check.
Hey, Yvette, she has a problem saying people's names.
I have a problem with this one, too. That's a hard name. I just bought it because I wanted to be reminded not to do it no more. That was my African husband.
Wait a minute, Yvette, did you just say I bought it?
I did.
Yes,
when I got divorced, I told him I'm going to keep that because I paid a lot of money for it.
Right, exactly.
Well, Whoopi bought her name. She was, trust me, she was not born a Goldberg. She bought it.
There you go.
So you got to do what works. You got to do what works to you.
There you go.
There you go. And she graduated from cosmetology school. Her dream was to become a hairstylist to the stars. She had no idea that her bubbly, upbeat, and hilarious personality would put her on the path of a new career. In the 90s, a friend dared her to take a comedic stand, I guess, at a club in Los Angeles. And then now we've got Yvette, the funny lady. And we've got Sweaty Hands. Sweaty Hands, I don't know where he hails from, so why don't we just ask him. Sweaty Hands, where'd you get that name from? That's the very first thing I want to ask you, definitely. Why Sweaty Hands?
My hands sweat. people ask, why do you call yourself Sweaty Hands? I don't know. Why do they call big people Biggie? Why do they call short people Shorty? If they call me Sweaty Hands, guess what? My hands sweat. Then they ask another stupid question. Why your hands sweat? I don't know why my hands sweat. I don't know why my hands sweat, but do you walk up on people that's cross-eyed and ask them why your eyes cross?
I love it.
Nah.
All right. Well, Sweaty, okay. Tell us a little bit about your
resume.
Can
we call you Sweaty for short?
Everybody call me Sweaty.
Can we call you Sweaty for short? Because you're Sweaty Hands, right?
They call me Sweaty. And then when they mess it up at the show, they give it up for Sticky Fingers, Sweaty Feet, Sweaty Palms, and just mess up everything. And then I tear them up.
Hey,
and
aww.
I hate when comedians name themselves something that they're not. Like for me, I didn't know what to give myself as a stage name. So my friend, who's also a performer, Jeannie Holiday, mad shout out to her. She's a singer, and so I was asking her, what should I name myself? Because I don't want to just use my government issue name. So she said, you the funny lady. And I was like, the funny lady? And right then it resonated with me. But at the same time, I had to think, now I got a name, funny lady. How am I going to go up there and not be funny? So it kind of like puts a little bit of pressure on you. Like Sweaty Hands, you can't go up there and your hands don't be wet because I'm going to be checking. After you get out the show,
I did it as a warning because after the show, everybody was, man, you funny in the mud. Man, what's it on your hands? So now it's a warning. So after the show, they come up and they're like, oh, man, they really do sweat. Yeah, that's why I never sign autographs. Because people are like, can I have your autograph? No. They say, you arrogant? No, I'm not arrogant. Have you ever tried to write on wet paper? It ain't going to work. The paper going to tear. The ink going to smear. I'll take a picture with you. My hand, I mean, sweat. I could drip a puddle.
You mean they sweat like that? You might have to seek medical attention, baby, because you ain't supposed to be sweating like that.
Oh, girl, I get a check on the first every month, so I'm good.
It could just be another condition.
They talking about that. We want to do surgery on it, and we could just deactivate the sweat gland. No, that's going to deactivate my check. No, don't do that. They been sweating all this time. What I'm going to change my name to? Dry Hands now? I mean, what I'm going to do? How am I going to sell my towels after the show?
I thought you were using that as your excuse so you wouldn't have to shake people's hands after the show. Because, you know.
I'm glad to shake their hands.
Give me a pound.
They're getting free hand sanitizer. Because, see, one thing, germs don't stick on my hands. So people always like, yeah, that's your DNA. I said, but look here, I ain't never sick. Germs can't live on it. It's too salty. It's too salty and it's too wet. So the germs are going to slide off, get wiped off. It's like constantly washing your hands. So I ain't worried about it. I shake everybody's hand because in 5 minutes, all your germs that you just gave me going to be right there on the ground. I done dripped them all off. Or I done wiped them off on the towel.
Right, exactly.
So that's free hand sanitizer out there.
Yeah, and I hope you get them as a sponsor. How do y'all make a living at this? How do you make a living at this thing called comedy?
You beg for money. You beg people to pay you.
Yeah.
No, you struggle. It's not easy.
In my case, I don't have a choice. I have to make money because I had a beauty salon, and I told my parents that I was selling my beauty salon, and they both almost had a heart attack because I was making at least $100,000 a year.
Girl, I'm gonna start doing hair. Give me your color. Did you sell your color lines? Did you sell your color lines yet?
No, I was doing hairs with the S, hairs.
I ain't made $100,000 this century.
Hair.
So, you the hairs?
Well, for me, like I said, for me, the way I get paid is, first of all, consistency. People have to see you out there doing your thing. I do a lot of private shows. And when I do my private shows, I give out 1 million cards. I went on a Tom Joyner morning cruise, and I gave out 5,000 business cards.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do. Everybody is my business card. People are known for my business cards. They know about my business card. And you have to promote and brand yourself as a comedian that's getting paid.
True.
I don't go to these rooms and doing talking about I'm doing. Of course, there are some rooms that you have to go to work your craft and stuff like that. But for the most part, people don't know that most comedians don't get paid unless you are professional and you're getting money.
And the thing about this business is recognition. You have to be recognized. You have to put yourself in a position to be seen. It's just like when I started doing Comic View and even at the Improv, Bill Bellamy's Who Got Jokes, you had to put yourself in a format where people will see you. And if people see you, then they want to see you. They want, and the more they want to see you, that's how you get paid. When you become in demand. There you go. Put yourself in demand. When people want it, people have seen you on television or heard about you so much that they want to see you, then your name becomes a draw. Now, be consistent with that. When they do pay you to see you, when they do come to see you, throw down. You put down the
deliver.
Best show you
yes,
can
exactly.
at all times. You
deliver.
Because the one time you don't, you can do, I've been in the business over 20 years now, you can do 10 years of fantastic shows, and the show that you do that nobody likes, they're gonna talk about that show, so you have to be consistent. I'm in Jacksonville, Florida, December 21st and 22nd. I've done Jacksonville before, so when I went there and people came to the show, they had a wonderful time. So now when they bill my name, hey, T.P. Hearn is coming.
They come back.
People will come back. People will come to see. People will spend money. And if people are not, if you don't make yourself in demand, if you don't become a draw, then people are not, the club owners are not going to hire you.
If you're not a draw, you're not. NAW, draw or no. No, they don't
you
want
can't
you.
Sell out a stadium. You can't. Only way you can do Kevin Hart, wherever he came from, the only way you can do Kevin Hart and sell out a stadium is because your name will draw that many people. That many people will
have to
come
have
see
good,
you.
You have to have good team, a good solid team, because a lot of times I don't like
management,
to go
agent,
my
PR.
TP, you have grown woman coughing.
Excuse me.
You have to have people that are on your team that can go and negotiate money for you, because, like, when I do my friends, they'll ask me to do it, and I'll be like, oh, you have to go to my management team. I don't mean no harm because I'll tell them, even if I do your show and I do you a discount, I still have to pay them because they're on my team. They use my income to eat. So I can't just give you, say, come and do your free show because if my publicist or my management team finds out that that I'm doing shows on the side, they're still gonna want to get paid.
That's true.
Out of my pocket and pay them. So a lot of times I'll just turn it over to them and let them do it.
Right. Speaking of turning it over, guys,
and they will get you paid because they know that they got to get paid.
Right. Speaking of getting paid, I'm going to talk to somebody who actually got paid over the years. He's a TV personality. You guys all know him. Maybe you'll know him from this sound with the group. And if you're not familiar with that, I'll give you another clue.
Give me an E.
Welcome back to the one and only Judge Joe Brown.
Yes. Hello, everybody.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, son? How you doing, Your Honor?
Oh, man, I'm doing much better than I was a couple of weeks ago, that's for sure.
That's good. You know, I heard Val and I were on a couple of weeks ago, and she mentioned you were had been.
Yeah,
he was in the hospital, so I wanted to make him laugh, everybody. Everybody who's on the line, Ali, you can definitely, you and Andrea and Hoshia, everybody can definitely say hello. I got all the mics open, so they're probably. I don't know. There are a lot of mics open. We'll just watch our feedback. But, yeah, Jess Brown was in the hospital, and we definitely prayed him back to health. So here he is today. I wanted to make a lot of Thanksgiving.
Thank everybody for their prayers and well-wishing. So it seems to have gotten through, and I'm doing better than I have in a long time.
Yes,
I'm trying to get it even better.
Right.
Yeah.
He said, hallelujah.
Another soul saved. I don't know about saving souls, but mine might be on the way to hell, but I was trying to help some others save theirs, but it is what it
is. There you go. But Judge, now that you're feeling better, Judge Joe Brown, this is TP.
Yeah.
How you doing, sir? Now that you're feeling better, if we can, that was his number 54, 45, 45. If we get him in court, you think you can put him away?
I don't do that anymore. I might do something
away. Ah, okay.
We might be back on TV, but there's another thing too about.
What happened? Where did you go?
I'm losing.
Are you
there?
All right, unless you become an embarrassment. And they will listen to you. But there's another thing that goes in here. You may not be saying what the powers that be want you to say. And the powers that be like status quo. And if you aren't pushing the status quo, they aren't going to go for you, and they will try to sabotage you. Now, most people don't know this, but for the 15 years I had the TV program, Judge Joe Brown, the show is cool. But at the top of the heap was Oprah, Judy, and Phil. But we were all in the same CBS syndicated section. And the truth of the matter is in the last 4 years, I beat Oprah in the ratings every week, Phil every week, and I was tying with Judy. But the studio and the powers that be did not like that because my message was not what they wanted out there. They had this thing of do your thing, do what you want to do, when you want to do it, to hell with everybody else. And I was saying, no, this is not a situation where you are an island, you belong to a community, you owe that community, and there's some things that you have to do as a human being to prepare yourself to deal with that community. I got, they loved it when I got on Young Brothers, But I wasn't down to young black men. I was down to young blacks who weren't acting like men. There's a difference. In other words,
right.
My message has been for the last 30 years, man up. And while I was on the criminal bench, my recidivism rate was 18% versus the statewide one of 80%. And the secret was that you take these young brothers and make men out of them. When they became men,
yeah.
They became people of self-control who wanted to do something right, who looked in the mirror in the morning and got their control factor from what was looking back at them rather than worrying about the police. So that wasn't what they wanted to hear. There is a tendency in this country that's been going on for the last 50 years to emasculate manhood.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about toxic masculinity, which is crazy. See,
yeah.
Manhood, masculinity is a series of behavioral it's a matrix of behavioral protocols that cause the male human to act in a fashion that is appropriate. He is a man of peace, a dependable man, an honorable man who can be brave and courageous when necessary. So we are the apex predator. You can be a vegetarian if you want to, or you can eat all kinds of red meat, seafood, fowl, whatever you feel like choking down on. And we kill better than anything on the planet. We kill ourselves better than anything else on the planet. And we got that way from fending off lions, tigers, grizzly bears, wolves, hyenas, polar bears, and all kinds of other stuff that wanted to eat us for dinner. So we managed to survive that, but that caused us to evolve some abilities that can be very, very dangerous. And if you don't take a boy and start off from him in infancy, not later, not 10, not 12, not 15, but in infancy and start inculcating in him what he needs to be a proper man, he's not going to be doing what he needs to do when he grows up because it's hard being a man. It's hard being a woman. And some of this nonsense that is being spread is keeping women from being women. In other words, things that women have enjoyed, that have done well over the millennia that we have been around here, all of a sudden supposed to be demeaned. And there's this thing about equality of the sexes. There is no such animal because we aren't equal as sexes, but we have equal value. And one of the most highest representations of it now is this thing about trans competing against women in women's events, especially full contact events, where women are getting badly injured, put in comas, suffering skull fractures, broken ribs, bones, and generally the embarrassment of not being able to compete. And I think it is patently unfair to allow boys with gender identification issues to jump into the arena after women have spent so much time trying to get their rights to have separate sports and competitive events and then take them over just because they claim they aren't male. That's a trend, and it's dangerous. And see, there needs to be a sense of proportion in there. But that kind of thing, the powers that be did not like to hear. So we just had a parting of the ways on some contract stuff. CBS was sending out bulletins to the stockholders, some of which I got, claiming that I was their number one money-making proposition, which was why they had 14 consecutive quarters of increased profit, the last four, the highest in the entire history of the CBS, and then telling me, after all the executives got a raise, that everybody had to take a cut. I just said, drop dead, I'm tired of it. And anyway, that's in the past, but let's see what happens. Right now, what I'm pushing for is to gather as many conscientious young people, middle-aged people, anybody who has it in their heart and soul to do what is necessary to drive our people forward, to help us bootstrap us of ourselves from where we are to where we ought to be, and form a national leadership coalition so that we can do what we need to be done. Too many of our so-called anointed black leaders are nothing but house Negroes, plantation characters that are operating on an extended plantation where the Negroes have no profit in.
Hallelujah.
But we also need to do another thing, too. Kevin Hart is a good comedian, but he needs to watch out for them putting him in this check and fetch it mode.
Yeah.
This Buck Dance and Amos and Andy type thing, which they love. And if you look at what they put out there, it's crime, 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 drugs, drugs, prostitution, hoeing, pimping, all of the negatives that we have, which they use to start with us as a baseline to destroy the family. And the family has always been our strength as a people, and we're letting it go to hell. So we've got to restore that. We've got to tell the girls, you know, this is the 21st century. They do have 62 forms of birth control. If you're going to engage in sex, consciously remove, use some birth control. It ain't about just casually getting knocked up because you think it's being stylish, being a model, because that is the hardest job on the planet, being a good mama, and you, once you do that, your life is not your own. So choose wisely. Pick some young man that's got his head squared on his shoulders, has got his ego under control, has got drive, is trying to better himself, and is intelligent, and it's on your left. So I would just say that, and, you know, I'm pontificating as it is. I had a lot of time to think while I was in the hospital, and those are some of the thoughts that have coalesced from that 3-week period in there.
Right.
So,
you know
what? Carry on, you know.
Well, I want to go around the board. We got about 20 minutes before we wrap today's show. I want to go around the board. Do you guys want to leave us with a nice, you know, well, it could be a joke, it could be a song, it could be whatever, but something, to
share with people in honor of Thanksgiving. Me? Everybody. I'm going. Go ahead. Okay, nobody wants to start. I'll start. This is Hoshia. How's everybody doing? First of all, I'm connected with everybody. And it's always an honor with you, sir. I've sat you on numerous occasions, so it's always an honor. And I hope that you get better, and it's been a blessing knowing you as a person before. So I just want to say that much to you, and then my heart is with you, dear. I love y'all. But I want to say something reflect on what the talking about when it comes to people who a joke or something when you're in private or whatever, or when you're around people. What I found out as a photographer, what eggs me. It's almost the same thing as you guys. But what irks me is these people on the red carpet or whatever the case is. I've got a $6,000 camera, and they come with these cell phones. And I'm like, hey, hold your cell phones down, because everybody's looking at the cell phone, but they won't look at my camera. So what I tell people, it's like taking my job from me.
Yep.
And it's like taking, you know, I'm losing my money because you want to look at a camera phone instead of you want to look at a camera phone. I mean, at a real camera.
You got to get the film developed. That's why they want instant right now. This is the world we live in. It's right now, right now. Now, if your $6,000 camera is going to develop and post it.
Wait a minute. Hold up. I got something for that. I have a 27-inch Apple monitor that goes to every one of my shoots. As I shoot, you're able to see the work right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
If you needed me to send it to your phone or whatever the case is, I do that. And I've been doing that for almost 10 years. Even when I did Judge Joe Brown, when I did you at that shoot with you years ago, I had you come to my computer and show you the pictures of you and your ex-wife at the time. It was a New Year's Eve party. But I do that so that, and you were able to get your photos right then and there. So it's not like that.
Yeah.
It's just that it's the same disrespect that they give you when they want you to do something, do some comedy, when they're not trying to pay you.
Excuse me, Hoshia.
Yeah.
Did I hear you say ex-wife for Judge Joe Brown? Because I'm just saying. I can hear five people, I can be a full piece, whatever you want. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing that out there. Go ahead with what y'all saying. I'm just saying. Don't just slide by me like this from an exit. I know. Right in, baby. I'm not a cook, clean, and wash all at the same time, baby. I'm just saying. I'm throwing my application out there. You hear me? I'm just saying. I'm all about your business pictures. Talk about
you
talking about.
You know what, Yvette? I am so happy you did that to him. Because
every show that we're on, she tells everybody, Valerie need a man. Valerie doing such a, she's single. She need a man.
Well, I never heard him. I never heard him help me out.
You do that.
Did you say Valerie need a man?
Valerie,
don't look for Judge Brown because I heard him throw my hat in that pot over there. So don't look over there now.
I'm
you. All right,
he got my card before Judge O'Brien. You got my card before. It looks like a driver's license. I gave you my card at the event. It looks like a driver's license. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
If you don't, I can read up my resume. I can put in a new resume.
Yeah.
You know what a resume is. That just means resume. So if you're ready to resume, I can throw that resume in.
Oh, God, I'm accepting resumes.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I know you ain't just having any kind of woman in your life, so I'm just saying I can put my resume. I can even give a couple of references, too, because I got a couple. Yeah. You have to leave it there. You have to leave these men where they'll still give you a good reference, even though they be done messed up and everything. They can still give you a good reference, you know. Yeah, you want to be able to still get a reference, like you do on your regular job. When you go to them jobs and everything, you want to make sure that when they call and say, well, how did Miss Yvette work out? How was she as a worker? How was she? Same thing you're going to ask that dude. Look, how did she cook? Because she cook. Because she cleans, because she wash a load of clothes all at the same time. And then all I'm going to say, yes, sir, Your Honor, I think you'll be making a wise decision to, you know, look at that application a little closer. Yeah. And I'm cute. Let me add that, too. And I'm cute. And I don't know if they told you now that I got TV.
Oh, Lord.
If she's with me, I'm going to pay for the housekeeper.
You can delete that. You ain't going to need no housekeeper with me. You can tell other kids, because y'all got a new girl in town.
Let me put it this way. I might not need it, but it might keep you in a better mood for other things.
Okay.
Oh,
right.
There you
have
it. Hey, look, I ain't got no problem with that. Step to the left, step to the right. Only thing is, I don't know if they told you I got TB. You might not be able to handle that.
Hey.
I got TB. Two bellies. You know TB, don't you? I got two bellies. One top and one up underneath. Yeah. Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah. You think that's something you need to let a man know in advance. You don't want to have no surprises. You pull off that girdle and then they be like, wait a minute. One nigga told me, wait a minute, where did that come from? I said, baby, you know I got that figure eight, don't you? I said, I got an hourglass figure. That's what I told him. I said, I got an hourglass figure, baby. It's going to take you about an hour to figure this shit out. You know what I mean? Like, where did that come from? I didn't see that. Wait a minute. You got back titties and front titties? One of them going to go. So I'm just telling you, look at the resume and don't look at everything at one time. Try to look at me in the section
and
you think you'd be most
card.
Interested in.
Don't forget the business card.
She's hilarious. She's hilarious. Yeah.
So I'm telling people,
you go
the
about
truth
it.
Is what's funny. The truth is what's funny. You hear me? I don't know why men want to look at everything. I'm a big girl. They want to look at everything. No, just look at the section you're interested in. You don't need to look at it all. She can't be able to handle all of it. Look at what you think you might most be interested in. You like a leg and a thigh? Look at the leg and the thigh. Don't look at all this stuff up at the top. Just stay in your lane. Don't look at everything.
You are a man.
No, I'm testing the truth. Don't look at everything. So, Joe Brown, that number is 562. Nah, because this other man on there, they might be trying to get it, so I'll get to you in private.
They have some weirdos.
You know, I really like your work, even though I'm joking and having a lot of fun and everything. I really love your work and I admire you. The most thing that I enjoy most is that accent that you have. It's just like it's so cool. Like you're getting ready to knock the hell out of somebody with that. What they ain't thinking you finna do that or say that, and you just slide it right on in. Like you like what? Are you serious? I just lost my case. Yeah. Yeah, you did.
Right.
That old country, good old slow talking. I like all that. I like all that. I'll be looking at your mouth everywhere to come out. Like, what are you, what? But all jokes aside, I really admire your work, and I just think it was wonderful, and I'm ready for you, even if you can give me a syndicated version. I'll watch it syndicated.
All right. All right.
All right. All right.
All
right.
Did you shoot me in my baby toe? Wait a minute. Did I just get shot in my baby toe? Felt like I got shot in my baby toe. That wasn't my baby toe, was it? Come on, man. I'm just saying, I'm shooting the baby toe. I don't even know why we need a baby toe. Why do we need it? What do we need a baby toe for, Judge? Do you know? Have you figured that out? What do we need the baby toe for? If I didn't have my big toe, my baby toe, I could probably wear like a size 7 or something. The big toe got me in a 12. I'm just saying.
Right.
I'm
just saying.
Yes,
that is too funny.
Get out of here.
That is too funny. Yes.
Because you got to give me a show by myself because I like to take over the whole conversation. Takeover demon.
It's okay.
Valerie DeJones.
Yes, sir.
Valerie DeJones.
Yes, sir.
Well, now that we've gotten to the Valerie Love Connection, and we've gotten to that adjustment. Judge O'Brien, we want to thank you for tuning in. We do. We appreciate you, man. We love you. We love what you do, and we appreciate you. Valerie, funny lady, I want to thank you for calling in and letting us hear your point of view. Sweaty hands, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, thank you, my brother. I contacted Sweaty Hands a couple of days ago and told him, Valerie, about your comedy show, and I wanted him to call in today, and he did that. I appreciate you, dog.
Yeah.
Sweaty Hands,
no problem,
out of Naptown. What do you have coming up?
I got coming up this weekend, I got some private parties, like the funny lady said. But next week I got the Devil Show is Busy Clean Comedy Tour going on, so we're going to be doing that. It's going to be at the Jewel Center. That's going to be in Indianapolis at the Jewel Center. And it's going
to
be December 8th. We're going to be doing it all the time. The devil's always busy. We're going to be doing it all the time. So, yeah, we could definitely get you to come out.
Because I do clean Christian comedy, but I cuss it a little bit. Just a little bit, because Christians cuss too. They don't want nobody to cuss.
Well, I sin a little bit, so it's all good. You talk a little bit. I sin a little bit. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
But no, and for real,
only,
I do clean.
Only sin on days that start with T. Tuesday, Thursday, today, tonight, tomorrow. Them the only days I sin on.
Amen. Amen.
Wow.
So I wanna,
definitely, if you have a commercial, please submit it, and I'll play it. You know, during the show.
Tell me where to send the commercial at.
Yeah, I will definitely give you my email address. I'll make sure CPI will text it or something to you so that we can add it to the board and play it. CPI, I need a current one from you, and then Yvette, and then all the other, I don't know how many more comedians are on. I didn't open up everybody's lines, and we're about out of time. I apologize for that again. But definitely give me your commercial so I can play it, because we want to make people laugh and have a good time during this holiday season, because we got a lot of people just checking out. Can't believe Kim Porter, P. Diddy,
yes.
47 years old, 47 years young, and just checked out here. So, yeah, I'm making sure that every day emails count, and I love on people as much as I can. A person who knows that is very familiar with that is Ali. He's actually gives out hugs on social media. Ali and Ebony, I want to give you all a chance to say hello, and then we are going to double back. I closed some of the mics because we got kind of loud. But I do have Ali, Ebony, and Andrea. Your mics are open, so I definitely want to give you all a chance to say hello and wish us all happy Thanksgiving or tell a joke or something. Not all at once.
Hey, guys.
Okay, you say your mics are open?
They shy.
Yes. And that will be Ezra.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah,
yes,
I can hear you.
He has a show later on tonight. So I told her to come on over and love on us a little bit. Yeah, because he has another show here in a little bit. But Ebony, yeah, welcome. You got any holiday recipes, any funny stories or anything for us?
Yeah, I got some holiday recipes for you guys. Hey, everybody, I just want to say you guys are hilarious, and I love you, Judge Brown. Every time you come on, I always learn something new. So thank you, guys, and happy Thanksgiving. Oh, and tune in tonight at 7, 7 in my show. Call in at 516-666-9834. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Ali, I just closed a couple of mics, and I can hear people, because I hear some feedback, so I guess I can't light up the board. 858-322, are you there? Hello, 858-322, are you there? All right, Andrea, we haven't heard from you. You're live.
Yeah, I'm here. Well, I'm just so thankful for everybody on the line. And I just got home from the grocery store, just by the grace of God, and I had to run upstairs and hurry up and put my Depends on.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to have an accident. And so it was just like 1:05, and I said, oh, my gosh, should I call in and put my Depends on? Which do I do? So I had to put my Depends on first, because I know every time, wherever people can hear Yvette the Funny Lady, you got to have the Depends. When she has her comedy show, I think she's giving out Depends at the door because she's just that funny.
I want my because sometimes I can't make it. You know what I mean? I want them myself, so don't feel like, you know, you just want them for the show. They're good to just have them on. Just in case.
But it's so good to hear her, and I'm thankful for our Comedy Wednesdays. It kind of mixes up the week. We need laughter. Laughter is a very healthy medicine. For Hoshea, Valerie, TP,
Sweaty,
Yvette, everybody
coming.
Is
I
on
was
the
coming.
Line today. We are all thankful. Each and every day God wakes us up, and for us to be here and do what we do and find our purpose. I thank everybody for showing up and sharing your purpose each and every
appreciate
day. Thank
it.
You.
All right, guys, we got about 5 more minutes.
Oh,
anybody,
you know what? You said a joke, didn't you? Duh. I apologize.
Oh, yeah.
You said a joke.
Yeah,
okay. My family told me to stop telling Thanksgiving jokes, but I told them I couldn't go. I couldn't quit cold turkey.
There you go. Just by you.
Okay, 2 more. Here's a knock knock. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
I was supposed to say who's there? Norman Lee.
Norman Lee who?
Normally I don't eat this much.
Oh my God.
Boo. Okay. Stop telling Thanksgiving jokes. Listen to your mama.
Yeah, stick to Halloween.
Just dial it in.
Your joke is scary right there.
I didn't have enough time, so she said, Andrea, I hope you do some Thanksgiving jokes, start doing your research. I didn't have a lot of time. Y'all do the comedy. Y'all make people laugh. That's not my job, so I appreciate you guys. I'm not trying to get to your job at
you.
All.
We love you. We love you.
Stay in your lane, baby. Stay in your lane.
Stay in my lane. But when you put on a spot like that, you got to do it. When you put on a spot, sometimes you got to get out of your comfort zone.
Sometimes you got to go for it.
And I did.
Sometimes you got to stay in there, too. Sometimes you just can't jump out your comfort lane because somebody wants you to.
Well, I did the best I could. I did the best.
Yes, you did.
Sometimes you can't just take the time off just because they want you to.
Thank you. It was very funny.
Thank you.
Because I'm sure going to use it. That's how funny it was. I'm going to use it. As soon as I put it at the table, I'm going to do it. So it won't go to waste.
Music,
And normally I don't steal jokes without telling people I'm a stealer, so I'm going to take that one.
Yeah.
I'll be like, girl, knock, who's that normally? Normally I don't eat that much. I eat a lot more.
Oh, boy.
Hey, I'm gonna ask one question before we leave the air. What about that ginger surprise? When am I gonna get mine? Because I felt like I was glad to be on the show that I was gonna get some ginger surprise, and sometimes
I
need my ginger surprise.
Not only you, but there are other people who need the ginger surprise.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm actor, filmmaker Frank Velasco, and this is my ginger surprise, and I'm very excited to get it. I've been on a hunt for many years since I first met Hosea, and I have been in love with the product ever since I tried it. Not only is it delicious, but it's packed with ginger. You can taste in every sip, and I absolutely think that with the health benefits and how delicious it is a miracle drink. I'm really excited to have it. I just got 2 gallons. I'm going to be back for a bunch more. Thank you very much, Hosea. This is an incredible drink, and I'm going to be very excited to drink a lot of it.
And I love it because I'm diabetic, and sometimes he just gives me the ginger.
You got to try it.
And I don't get the surprise, so sometimes it's kind of cool because, you know, when you're diabetic, you can't really have as much, and he makes it with other ingredients where it's diabetically friendly.
Right. Yeah. And
that's one.
It's the sponsor of today's show, so I definitely wanted to give a big shout out. You know, so Hosea back there working behind the scenes with the cameraman himself. Yes. So do we want to
surprise
ladies first at this time? Like
my address is 67. When are we shipping it out? Because I'm going to see my address right now.
Social media.
I'm hand delivering it to you. I'm a hand deliverer.
Woo! I love it. I love it.
What's your social media? How do we reach out to you?
To me?
Yes, ma'am. How do we reach out to you?
What's the funny lady? You can hit anything funny lady except Barbara Streisand. I'm thefunnylady.com. I'm Yvette the Funny Lady. I am Yvette Obifili on Facebook. That's spelled O-B-I-E, F as in Frank, U-L-E. Just look under Yvette O. You'll see my cute face. Judge Brown, my number is 5. I'm going to wait for it. I'm going to wait. Anyway, don't forget to check out my website. She's down the way for it. Yeah, so hit the funny lady, thefunnylady.com.
Yeah,
or thefunnylady562@gmail. Anyway, I do weddings, divorces, bar mitzvahs, funerals, whatever it is you need done. I'm your girl.
Right. Yes. Thank you. You are hilarious. So she has said you were funny. Yeah, that one clip had me laughing. It was that heavy doing, I don't know. Oh, Mike Andrea, you got it. Where you depend if you come into your comedy show. I totally get it. Miss Andrea, what is your contact information? I'm going to do the ladies first, and then I'll get Grab Ebony, and I don't know how many lines. I'm trying to close lines so we can close down the show. Miss Andrea, what's your social media?
TC in the house.
excuse me, I apologize. I am Town Crier, and it's TownCryer. And for now, that's it. I haven't really been on social media a lot. I am on Facebook, Andrea James. I took my Facebook picture down because of a lot of things that's happening on Facebook right now. So just bear with me through the holidays. I'm coming back in 2019 with a whole new, brand. So, and that's took a lot of 2018 to get to where God has me now. And so that's something I'm going to be working on really hard because I now have a voice, and he told me, he said, use your voice. He said, start talking. And I said, okay.
Yay.
So, one of the
yeah,
all right.
Yes, yes.
Yvette, I love Yvette. And if you ever get in her chair, you can come in, tore from the floor up. But once you get out of her chair, you're going to look like a queen or a king.
That's right.
Have Hoshea ready to take the after pictures. Oh, my God. She will
I'm
get your stuff
not
tight and right.
You hear me? I'm going to be
my
teacher, not a magician.
Hairstylist.
No, I'm a beautician, not a magician.
Beautician.
See, but they got to do magic. No, I can't do it. But anyway, go on and introduce other people.
Yeah. No, but he finished very well. But I thank you, Dolly Denise Williams. And she's so open. She shares her platform and your vibe, Valerie. Again, it's a wonderful platform. I knew
yes,
that today the show was going to be fabulous. And each and every show from this day forward, I know is going to get better and better. And you're going around the world, and the people that you're connecting with is just, it's all the Father, it's all the Creator. And we're all in our time. All our messages have been planted, and it is harvest season. The best is here for each one of us on this line today.
Yes, it is. And also, guys, as an update, Andrea and I have joined forces. We're going to do a show about weed, or I'm sorry, what you call it, hemp. We're doing a show about hemp, and we're going to talk about hemp on many, many different levels, because we found out hemp is also for dogs and cats. They got dog and cat treats. They got a clothing line. They got hair products. They got oils, massage oils. They got stuff for couples. They got, you know, stuff you can, they got edibles, they got, you know, some everything outside of, you know, just the stuff that you smoke. In places where it's legal, of course, we've got the judge on the phone. The only place where it's legal. But, yeah, we're going to kick off that show next week, so definitely stay tuned. Make sure that you go to our social media pages to find out more information. You can find me at Valerie Denise Jones. .com or Valerie Denise Jones on social media. Ebony, real quick, we're down to the last few seconds. Ebony, can you share with us your social media, please? Are you there?
Yes. My name is Ebony Fire Mitchell. You can hit me up on Facebook at Ebony Fire Mitchell or give me a call at 216-224-5311. Thank you guys again.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And, yes, Ebony's show is here in just a little bit. So, we ain't kicking you out of the house. We ain't telling you got to go home. But you got to get out of here. Now, let me stop. TT and Hoshea, do you guys want to give us your contact information? And then I'll give the judge the final word before we
okay, Sweaty.
So,
you still on there, Greg?
Sweaty, where do you talk from?
Are you gone? Okay, great. All right, well, this is TP. You can always, I'm always on Facebook at TP Aaron. You can also follow me on Twitter, TP Aaron Senior. I love you guys. I'm on touring right now with the Laugh Till It Hurts comedy tour. And we're in, presently, our next date stop is Jacksonville, Florida. The new comedy club in Jacksonville on December 21st and 22nd. So we're getting ready for Christmas. I want to wish everybody a happy holidays. Don't eat too much turkey. It's only as much turkey tomorrow. If you do eat turkey, it's only all breasts, knees and legs and thighs. All right. Love you guys. Valerie DeJones, love you always. You know that. And I will talk to you next week.
Yes.
Love, peace, and hair grease.
Yes. I got to do it for you guys.
Thank you. Who was that good little mouth jokes? I'm gonna do one kitty joke real quick. Okay, what do you call?
Okay.
We all have dogs. We all have pets. King, Lassie, Butch. We all have pets. What do you call a dog with no legs? It don't matter. Whatever you call him, he ain't gonna come. Okay, I borrowed that. I thought it was cute. That was one of my kid jokes. I thought it was cute. All right. Love you, Valerie DeJones. I'm gone.
You're cute.
Knock, knock. Let me get one knock, knock joke. Knock, knock.
Okay.
Who there?
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Oscar. Oscar who? Oscar La Vista, daddy. I'm out this piece. Bless you, Mary Green.
All right,
all right.
Hoshia, do you want to give us your information real quick before we turn it over to the judge for our final goodbye? Okay, final. That sounds
okay.
Final.
Of course,
please.
This is Hoshia. Oh, I'm sorry. Was it me?
Hoshia, yes, it's you.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
From Ginger Surprise, our website is gingersurprise.com. And if you go to our Facebook page, which is Dennis E. Boyd, the photo is of my son and I holding bowling balls. You'll see a TV show. It's labeled Cancer Alert. It's about how ginger works on your body and your DNA. So check that out. Again, thank you, Valerie, the Honorable Judge Joe Brown, Andrea, and all the guests. It's my honor and my pleasure. Thank you all. Have a blessing. Also,
thank you so much. I'm listening.
And you got to grow the funny lady about to be funny, Miss Funny Brown.
Okay.
Yes, sir. She is about to be Miss Funny Brown. Yes, sir. So
I'm
speaking of Brown, we got the Senator Brown who's going to give us our the final few words of today's show.
Tell him I'm trying to change that long name to something a little shorter.
Senator Brown, are you there? That's Brown.
Judge Brown's here.
Okay, all right. So, we don't have nobody to give us say Thanksgiving prayer or nothing. I don't have no pastors and nothing on the line. I'm not like everybody know I like to pray.
You give us the prayer.
I'm sorry?
You give us the prayer.
I do pray that everybody has a wonderful, happy, very, very happy Thanksgiving. Please stay prayed up. Please be safe. And have fun tomorrow. That's the most important
thing. And please don't
have
be saying
fun.
No long prayer at the dinner table. Say something short and sweet
Why?
So we can eat.
Why? People ready to eat. Yes. Like my nephew used to say, thank you God for his food. Something was a cute little, what you call it? It was something about meat and treats and something else, but yeah, it was really, really cool. Whatever, when I think of it, I'll share with you guys. But please,
God is great, God is sweet. Thank you for this food we eat. Good night.
There we go. That was it.
Well, we used to say Jesus wept.
Yes.
That's all we need to say.
Well,
Jesus wept. Some people be trying to get their prayer in for the whole year on Thanksgiving because they ain't prayed all year. That's why they have to pray them long ones. But if you pray every day, you can start quitting on Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Well, you know, simpler the better. Just say thank you for this, because if you weren't meant to be there to eat it, you wouldn't be.
There you go.
All right. All right. Well, Daddy, do you want to share your social media with us and give us a...
Okay, I'll do that
for you. Okay.
I do not have a blue check, and Twitter says they haven't been giving them out since February, but you can catch me at Judge Joe Brown TV, Judge Joe Brown TV on Twitter. And I'll usually get back with everybody, take a couple of days maybe to get back to you, but I answer your contacts. Please don't be too crazy with me. I do have a method, and I'm not trying to be nice. I'm trying to be effective. Speaking of food, you know, I used to work with food people on the show. That's why so many of them look crazy. You know, when they did that thing down in Roswell, there really was an alien ship that crashed. And when they deciphered the cockpit contents, they determined that the aliens were looking at humans as a food source. So when they came back, 10 years their time, 100 years ours, they'd already have some nice, plush, plump food people bred for them. So when the aliens landed, they'd say, look, we know you understand our language. So don't eat just anybody. We got some people just specially ready for you to eat. See that thing over there with what we call barbed wire around it? It's a penitentiary. You can call it a stockyard. And there's a little room in the back with a green chair. We'll show you how to strap one in and flip the switch and get a quick hot snack. Over there, those things that we call trailers, you can call them meals on wheels. There are lots of little plush ones over there you can go eat up. And nobody will miss because, you hear, man, they got Bobby. Oh, man, we could stand him any damn way. Maybe they'll eat Carl, you know. So don't be food, people. Eat food. Don't become food.
Okay. I'm going to help you with your joke, Judge. I'm going to help you out. I'm going to be your judge coach. I mean, your joke coach.
I have some more jokes, but, I mean, most of them are a little too risky to say on open mic.
Those are the ones I won't tell me because I can tell them.
Ah, there you go.
All right, guys. Nice to hear your voice, Judge O'Brien, and I hope you get better and feel stronger with the days to come. And God's blessings to you, and let him continue to do for you what you cannot do for yourself. He's in charge and not us, okay?
I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah. Everybody have a happy holiday.
Thank you.
I want to leave you guys with this little bit that I saw on the news. It was super cute. I'm going to leave this, and then, yeah, guys, I just hope you have a great rest of the day. I love you to life, and we will see you on the other side.
Also on Chef was Constance Landry. She says she's lived here her entire life, almost 80 years, been through just about everything. Miss Constance, 76 to be exact.
No, 75.
75. Are you coming back to New Orleans and New Orleans East?
Is the elephant heavy? I'm coming back, baby.
That's right, guys. We will be back on Friday, this Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Judge Joe Brown Show, at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We got a great show for you guys. Hopefully you join us because we are going to be doing some wonderful things. I'm not sure where that noise is coming from. But anyway, everybody loves hanging out with the one and only. This is the new song.
Give me a J. Yay. Give me an O. Give me an E. Yay. What's that spell?
The Judge Joe Brown Show, presented by Valerie Denise Jones. Uncensored truth with a legal twist. Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 929-477-1167. Or visit MissValerieDeniseJones.com for details.
Let me bid you good night.
Hello?
Hey.